This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Hello again, John Jeffers here, your host on the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network, and on Live 365, welcoming you to another episode of useful information and insights that you may use, not use, whatever you want to do. It's your choice. Okay. Do you remember back in January when President Trump put the travel ban on China? Remember that? And the Democrats and the liberals and the media all got, you know, uptight and slobbering and drooling on themselves, and shrill, shrieking voices proclaimed that it's racist and xenophobic and not necessary. And now they're saying, well, President Trump didn't do anything soon enough. Look, you can't have it both ways. I find it distressing that one political party is trying to make political hay of it, trying to, you know, when the administration says, look, we need to get the stimulus package through to help try to prop up the U.S. economy because the economy is coming to a grounding halt. And what do the Democrats do? They try to sneak in federal funding for abortions, which has what to do with anything. That should tell you all you need to know about the Democratic Party. Oh, well. And it looks like Biden will be the presumptive Democratic candidate. You know, if he gets triggered by just the average person, voter, questioning him on what he has said or what he has done, can you imagine what's going to happen when Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and Biden get into a debate? And Trump just lays out the red meat, and Biden's going to take it like an alligator on a fresh chunk of raw chicken. You know, I'm just like, Yeah, we're going to see Biden melt down publicly. And then we're going to try and see how the mainstream media portrays it, because then more people will be watching the debates. And they'll probably say, well, Joe is just so... He's just so passionate, and he cares so much. No, Joe has a mental deficiency. Yeah, we want him to have nuclear codes? No. No, 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 no. And you got to figure, Breadline Bernie has got to be pulling what little hair he has left out of his head, going, the guy hasn't got the mental capacity to deal with this stuff. Anything. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Hey, we got a new sponsor here on Contra Radio Network. Well, let's put it this way. Not so much a sponsor as opposed to a partner, EmergencyEssentials.com. EmergencyEssentials.com. If you go to the Contra Radio Network website, ContraRadioNetwork.com, click on the Sponsors tab, you'll see them. Now, some of you are going to be upset about this. Some of you won't care, and that's fine, and I know why you won't care. You know, I've been prepping for a little over a decade. Most of you are preppers that listen to this show, and you've been prepping as well. So when we sit back over the course of the last 2 weeks and watch, you know, the people who laughed at preppers, ridiculed the preppers, going to the store and buying freaking toilet paper and paper towels, are you freaking kidding me? Who's prepping now? Sure, they're prepping for the wrong items. We get that. We know that. And for those of you and those out there that ridiculed people who homeschooled and laughed at the people who homeschooled their kids, guess what? You're all homeschoolers now, suckers. So who are really the smart people? And the bottom line is this. There's about 330 million people in the United States alone. Roughly. Out of that, you can bet about 3% of the population before the panic buying took over were preppers. Only about 3% of the population. So, last week I urged you, harden up your supply catch. You got time. I think I mentioned it 2 weeks before. You got time. Harden up your supply catch now. Some of you did. Some of you didn't. And I got some calls. I mean, literally phone calls. Hey, John. Well, what do you want me to tell you? And it's like, you know, this is a really nice practice run for preppers because we get to see, one, we were right all along about panic buying. Sure, they bought the wrong items. I get that. We understand that. But we were right. We always said prep when times are good. Prep when times are good. And most of us did. Some of you, you know, kind of half-assed it, let's be honest about it. But that's another, you know, that's not on me, that's on you. So, again, do me a favor. Give us a hand. Go to ContraRadioNetwork.com. Check out our sponsors. And harden up your supply. If you can. Look, there's going to be shortages of things that you could get. There is. It's just the way it is. So, by going through our sponsors and our partners, you help us here at CRN, if you enjoy your programming. A lot of you do. A lot of you listen. Order up to them. It doesn't cost you anything extra. The companies that we partner up with are giving us a slice of, you know, their cut. They're not adding it to your bill. So do it that way. Give us a hand. Now, something interesting that some of you know, Dawn Appleberg. Prepper, patriot, lives out on the West Coast in Washington State. she has started on Zello.com, Z-E-L-L-O. And this, now, anybody on around the planet, because this show, on you know, Contra Radio Network is heard around the planet. Different countries, different listeners. And you can go to Zello.com, create an account. If you don't have one, it's free. This is not going to cost you anything. It's free. Once you create your account, you want to add a channel. It's called Contra Radio 1. Contra Radio 1. Again, it's free. It's not going to cost you anything. Think of it as like ham radio for the internet. A CB radio for the internet. Think of it that way. Dawn is organizing this right now. And the more people we get, what we're doing is, once you join Contra Radio 1, the channel, Dawn's going to break you down geographically. And then we're going to have you, we're going to have one person from each of the geographic groups. We're thinking about breaking it down by state. One person, the group leader, and everybody else that lives in that state under that particular group leader. Take the information, filter it, verify it, send it up to the main channel, Contra Radio 1, and then we disseminate to the rest of you listeners out there. Now, this goes also for, like, say, a Julian in Australia, Porky Wheel in Northern Ireland. They're already members. And we get some very interesting reports coming from outside the United States. Now, the trick is this, and this is where I get crazy. Look, I started Contra Radio Network in 2014, 6 years ago. And our reputation is on the line here, so I only want good, verifiable information. For example, when they say, oh, the National Guard is being stood up, they're being deployed. It's not the military control wings yet. Right now, it's the medical units. Perfectly good sense. But there are times, for example, when I myself saw that, I saw the headline out of the Daily Mail, the news source out of the United Kingdom, saying that Trump has locked down America. That was a misleading headline. What it really was is just saying, you guys are going to have to start closing some stuff. And every governor is responsible for making that decision, yes or no, for their state. For example, the state of Kansas has said, that's it, no more school for the rest of the year, done. California, probably going to do it. We'll probably see states start doing that across the board. So when we come back, we'll continue this because I'm at the end of my first segment. Again, stick around. I'm John Jeffers on the Jeffers Brief. Be right back after this.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
At Stag Arms, there is no weak side.
Our rifles are 100% American made, including each and every part assembled. We aim to provide recreational shooters, law enforcement officers, hunters, and professional shooters with super quality and competitively priced rifles. Every rifle shipped is built to order. Check out Stag Arms now. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Stag Arms banner.
Welcome back. Segment two. You know, it's interesting. Do you remember back when Obamacare was first passed and there were some complaints? Some people who were saying, wait a minute, Obamacare and some of the socialized medicines around the world have death panels. They said, and of course, stringent denials. No, there is no such thing. No such thing. Excuse me. And then we find out that Italy, which has socialized medicine, is in such dire straits they had to call their doctors that retired back into service. And I saw an article yesterday, and this is really sad. Apparently in Italy, they're letting the 80-year-olds die. Because, let's face it, they've made the decision that an 80-year-old doesn't have the value of, say, a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old. People are locked down in their places, dying alone. That's socialized medicine. That's the joys of socialized medicine. Is it a crappy choice? Yeah. Is it a hard choice? I don't know. Now, for the rest of us here in the United States, you didn't like the panic buying. You don't like the shortages because they can't, you know, supply lines. I mean, they can't keep up. So there's what appears to be a shortage at your point of sale at your local grocery stores or wherever you want to go to buy looks like a shortage. It isn't. It's just the supply lines are, there's a lot of heavy demand on them right now because of all the panic buying. So that brings me, it's like, well, okay, we've got, now we get to see it. Let me ask you this. I'm glad to see a lot of the stores have set aside special hours for the vulnerable in our population, the elderly. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to let you in the store. It doesn't mean they're not going to not let you buy stuff. But let's be honest. The elderly are just that. They're not, you know, they're going to, I'm not saying they're dumb. I'm just saying they're probably more frightened than not because they know, they've been told over and over and over by the media, stoking the flames, thinking that, you know, they're on, you know, death is knocking on their door at any moment and they have to go out and get supplies. You know, one of the things I did the other day, because I had to run the store, and I just got a few things, nothing major. No, not toilet paper. I will probably next week, though. But anyways, you know, I saw a couple elderly women there and I asked, are you okay? Do you need me to get anything for you? Do you need me to reach anything for you? You all right? And they all said they were fine. They had no problem, but it doesn't hurt to check on them. So you might want to bear that in mind. What else can we possibly say about this mess? We're seeing the U.S. economy come to a halt. The bottom line is this, my friends. We are living in a whole new world right now. Oh, for those of you that wanted to know, yes, I did buy more stock in the stock market when it was down, and I will probably buy some more. And if you're wondering what it is, what stock I'm buying one particular one. The symbol is P is in Paul, T is in Tom, Y is in Young. PTY. It's a multi-sector bond. Why are you buying it? Well, because it always pays dividends. Always. Always. And it's cheap. Anyways, it's cheap. Now it will go back up, so I'm not worried about that. Yes, we're going to hear people whining. Oh, they got bailouts. You know what? The companies are going to get bailouts. Yes, you know why? Because they employ people. For those of you who are... We got about three types of people in our economy, in our country right now. We got one set of people on the far left who want nothing but socialism, government control of the economy. Okay. On the other side, on the right side of the political spectrum, we got people who want free economy, free capitalism, free markets. And if the companies fail, they fail. Let them suffer. And then you got most of us in the middle saying, look, we understand that, yes, the banks and some industries are going to need a bailout to keep things going. What's more reasonable? You know, we've seen how socialism works, which really doesn't work. But we see how it operates. And do we really want people to be out of work through no fault of their own? And not the fault of the company, but just because the media has managed to stoke the fires of panic and got everybody all worked up and crazy, all because they and the Democrats want a recession. So the president, come November, can't tout a good economy, a great economy, a roaring economy. No, you can't have that. They want that. They've been cheering. They've been wanting it. They've even said so. So now they just figure, we'll stoke the fires, watch it crash. You know, then the people come back to the Democratic Party and live off the government. We've already got a segment of our society that thinks that government, you know, they should be living off the government. They don't have to adult. They don't have to do anything. Let the government take care of them. Most of us don't see it that way. And all too often, we're not that vocal about it. And we don't say it because we're afraid of confrontation. Don't be afraid. Say it for what it is. You know, I did make an announcement last week. Because let's face it, I've been doing the show for 6 years. Everybody knows I'm a prepper. So, and, you know, I talked to the wife and we thought, you know what, yeah. So I loaded up some firearms, kept them within arm's reach. To be paranoid? No. To safeguard what I've spent, you know, years building up? Yes, I did. Yes. Yes, yes, yes is the answer. I have done that. Is it right for you? I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and second guess. It's up to you to make that decision, not me. This is what I wanted to talk about. Now, I've told you before that, you know, CRN is heard all over the planet. And we got listeners, and this is really interesting. We've got listeners out of Hungary. I mean, they've skyrocketed. Haven't seen that much from France this month like we did last month. Canada, Ireland, you know. Let me check the list here. What else we got? The Czech Republic, Israel, the Netherlands, all coming on listening to CRN. And in the United States, you know, this is interesting too. I told you about Utah last show. California, New York, and Texas are the top big three states that listen, you know, for downloads and whatnot. Utah, Washington State. Speaking of Utah, they had an earthquake this morning. I bet you that's a lot of fun for them. New York State, states that we normally don't get a lot of listeners in, we're now getting a lot of listeners in. Florida, again, same thing. Just states we normally don't get a lot of listens in, but we are we are lately. Colorado, Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Mexico, Oregon, Connecticut, Idaho, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Montana, Arkansas. You know, these are some of the states we just don't get a lot of listens in, but now we are. Oh, so let me tell you something, my friends. Spread the word for it. Help us out. Now, I'm not going to be talking, you know, there's just not a lot to say right now. I am, for one, I'm just kind of watching. And no matter where the virus, some of you are out there screaming, well, the virus was caused by, who cares where it came from? Who cares how it started? The fact is, it's here. And we have to deal with whatever the ramifications that life is throwing at us right now. That's the bottom line. Worry about where it came from after we come out on the other side of this thing. You are going, whether you like it or not, you will be swept up in it. Whether you're a prepper or not, whether you're a patriot or not, you will be swept up in this thing. The important part is to deal with it as it is. That's the new reality. That's the way it is. You can post and bitch your conspiracy theories all you want. The fact of the matter is, it's not going to change a damn thing. You know, people say, well, you know, well, it's a bioweapon. If it is, it's the weakest bioweapon ever made. You know, here in the United States, we've had, 18,000 people die from the flu this season alone. Nobody bitching about that. Swine flu, 12 years ago, killed a minimum of 12,000 Americans. The CDC doesn't even have that. That's the number estimated by CDC. It's as low as 12 and as high as 18. They just don't know. But yet, you didn't see the media stoking the flames on that one. Now, did you? Forget all the superfluous and stupid arguments. Don't get caught up in, well, it's not real, it's not a danger. It is a danger. If you have parents, elderly people you know in your family, it is a danger to them. You may not get it, but you could be a carrier, and then you end up passing it to them. You could be responsible for killing an elderly family member. So yeah, it is something to be concerned about. So stop the nonsense. Yeah, we know the media's fanning it, so what? That's the reality of it. Deal with it. Don't get into arguments online about, well, we have to have this and they did that. Who cares? It's here. It's happening. Now, you can either choose not to deal with it and continue engaging in stupid arguments, or you could be thinking proactively. What's going to drop? What shoe's going to drop next? And if you can figure that out, then and only then can you move proactively to either counter it or prepare for it. And that, my friends, is the bottom line. And that's all I've got for this episode. I know it's a short episode. You don't need a long, drawn-out episode every time. All right. I'm John Jeffers here on the Contra Radio Network. Thanks for listening. If you have not sent a note to Don Lowry over at Contra Radio Network Broadcasting on the Facebook and tell him what a great job he does for production, well, my friends, do so. He does a great job. He makes me sound really good, makes all the shows sound professional. All right. Oh, and one more thing. If you need hand sanitizer, you can make your own. You need isopropyl alcohol, 90%, and aloe gel. Mix it together. Ta-da! You've got hand sanitizer. There you go. All right, I'm John Jeffers. Be safe, be vigilant, and be alert. We'll see you next week on the Me Brief, the Jeffers Brief. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Hi, this is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network. I'm not only a host here on Contra Radio Network, I'm also the founder of Contra Radio Network. And I want you to know that Contra Radio Network is looking for people who want to do their own podcast. And if you do have your own podcast, I urge you, come check out ContraRadioNetwork.com. And if you like what you see and you like the rates, and by the way, I don't think you can beat our rates, come join us, because we're looking for more people. We need to get the word out, and you can do the show as you want to do it. All right? Okay, then. We'll see you on Contra Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming over and giving us a try. Until then, I'm John Jeffers on the Contra Radio Network of the Jeffers Brief.